The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Welcome to the show. It is here we go. It's Tuesday. That's how we're gonna start the show from now on. Here we go. All right. Let me start over again. Ready? Here we go. It's Tuesday with a live look at Tostitos Blue Championship Plaza again for Eagles Week, where it is 63 degrees. The high is 65. The low is 41.
That's Shannon. He's Nate. This is Kurt. In the back is Chris Beam. I am Jesse Holly. Together we make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of the Braille. People
feel us in this.
I thought he was going to say it.
I can't wait till tomorrow. We get to talk about something special, baby.
Brought to you each and every day by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Come on, Cucks. Let's go, baby.
Man.
Let's go.
So the big news of the day so far, well, we broke the news yesterday on the show. Shaq Leonard's not coming here. He's going to Philly. So we can, whatever.
What's new?
Let's talk about it on Sunday if he makes a play. How about that? But big news today, DeMarcus Lawrence was announced yesterday as the Cowboys Man of the Year nominee.
Nice.
How about that?
Yeah,
big deal. Yep. Good guy. Does a lot of behind the scenes things in the community. Nice guy. Has an outstanding family himself, and is he maybe having the most low-key best season on the team?
No. This is what DeMarcus Lawrence has been doing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like, he really has been just this consistent. The biggest thing is that the casual fan will always equate from his position
sacks
mm-hmm. being success. If you don't have the sacks, then you're not successful. And the sack numbers for what he does and the consistent way that he does it, it doesn't equate to the sack numbers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times he's a setup guy. He gets other guys involved. He's a great run stopper. He plays great in the run game. He plays great in setting other guys up, holding his stuff down, being just a consummate professional, being consistent across that defensive line. And the sack numbers go other places. But a lot of times people just equate, well, he didn't have 10, 12, 15 sacks like Khalil Mack, so what a terrible season he's having. And you go, wait a second now. That's not true. So he's been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
It's just the sack numbers that people look at aren't eye-popping.
You just don't hear his name a lot.
Pro Football Focus has him ranked second among red rushers for run defense and 10th overall.
And he's been like a really good, like, do-your-job guy. Like, not playing outside of your assignments and being where you're supposed to be and all that stuff from what I've seen. Like, he's, you know.
That's a veteran for you.
Yeah.
That's a guy who's been around the block a while and understands, all right, here's my assignment. Right? If I do my job, then everything will work the way it's supposed to work. Mm-hmm. It's when I get outside myself that we start having these breakdowns. And sometimes, and I'm not pointing the finger at anyone else, there has to be a level of someone doing something consistent enough when you have other guys who can kind of
freelance. Yeah.
Right? You can't have everybody freelancing. So it's like,
we saw how that worked out a few years ago, right?
Right. And so you look up and you go, the other guy's really good and he's probably going to do some freelancing. Probably do something that I can't do the same either. When we both can't give up containment, at least I can do is hold my edge down and hold my responsibilities down and let the other guy just be athletic and be a freak and be the one that gambles. He gets it. He understands it.
What do you think about that overall? You're talking about people look at the sacks. The Cowboys sacks haven't come in bunches here the last, it seems like. I guess they did pretty good against weaker teams, but are they still getting the pressure they need?
You're the numbers guy. What does Next Gen say, Kurt?
What you all say?
What does Next Gen say?
You okay,
Kurt?
Jess? You sound quiet today.
Quiet?
Your voice
I'm
is like
tired.
Your voice is
I'm tired out. Today. I am. Today I'm tired.
Nate's just not talking at all, and you're
I'm
you're
tired.
Just kinda,
you're
no, like, I mean, I'm excited, bro. I'm I don't want everything coming out as a scream compared to his quietness. Mine will come out as a scream.
When I leave here, there's going to be – I already have my plan.
Is there a nap in your future?
Oh, my God. It's going to be – I'm going to get me a pulled pork sandwich.
Ooh. From where? I don't know if we're allowed to say it.
We probably shouldn't say it on there.
Say off, because I'm a fan of some pulled pork.
So, Kurt, are you looking at
12th in pressure percentage.
Well, there you go. That's a who is leading it as far as?
Dolphins.
The Dolphins? Mm-hmm. What about Dolphins, players?
Players on our team or?
Just in general. Was that a team stat that you just, Dolphins?
That was a team. The Dallas Cowboys as a team are 12th. Let me look.
I'm sure Micah's in the top.
Talk amongst yourselves.
The thing about all of this right here, it's only going to count. All of this only counts if you're in that top two or three seeds. That's when numbers really mean something to me.
What do you mean by that?
You know, like if you're the top seed. Are you the second seed, in which you can't really be the second seed because I guess that goes to division winners, you know. But to me, I've always taken things in steps. And the reason I wanted the Cowboys to continue to win is because it gives you the best chance at the end of the year to win your division, the NFC East. And now that the 49ers beat the Eagles. Now, all of a sudden, if the Cowboys do their job, now we got this thing in a tailspin. Now, every game for every team means something. You cannot let down. The Eagles, the 49ers, Detroit, and the Dallas Cowboys, and it all is hinging on whether the Cowboys can do their thing this week. If they do their thing,
mess.
Yeah, all these numbers mean something.
So this is from Bobby Belt, and he has the 2023 NFL playoff scenario for week 14 for the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas clinches a playoff berth with a win plus a Minnesota loss or tie plus a Green Bay loss or tie plus a Seattle loss. So either Minnesota, Green Bay, Seattle, Tampa Bay, Detroit.
I think they all have to lose.
They all have to lose, and the Cowboys have to win. And then the second thing is, if Dallas wins, Minnesota loses or ties, Green Bay loses or ties, Seattle loses, Tampa Bay loses or ties, Detroit wins or ties, and no losses or ties.
Good God. Who did that?
See,
good job, Bobby.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. The simple thing is, Cowboys win your game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
win it. And you know, and now all the naysayers and the dreaders and the statisticians
are
saying,
shout out to my dreadheads.
Is, hey, if we win against Philadelphia, oh, I'm worried about it. No. Beat Philadelphia and everything is right in the world. Don't worry about nothing else. Beat Philadelphia, because if you don't beat Philadelphia, it's practically over. Because now you got a wish. Now we go back into the wish and I hope. Mm-hmm. And now what Mr. Bell's saying, we are part of if this team win or lose, if this team win or lose, if this team tie. No, win the game and the world is right because you're in control. Even though the 49ers have beat you, you're in control. And so of your destiny, now the pressure is on not only on you, it's on those top 14 NFC teams. So everybody's riding with the same amount of pressure. Now the excitement is great. But if you lose, what he just said about the Cowboys, all of a sudden it says this, okay, now if the Eagles is this, if the Cowboys tired of losing this, and you don't want all of that. That's too much hell right there, what he just brought to the table. You know, just can you repeat that again?
I can't.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I mean, it's good
and
stuff.
And you don't mean it's over if they lose. You mean it's over as far as winning the division.
Now, because you're not only not winning your division, now you're in threat of losing that fifth seed we talked about, right? Yeah, you're in threat of that now. So the only thing you can do is win. That's why I put so much emphasis on you just take care of your house.
If you lose the fifth seed, you're playing.
Well, they got a long way to go to lose.
Let's just say if you do, you're playing either the winner that doesn't have the bye, right?
The number two seed.
So you're either playing. San Fran or Philly, most likely.
If you're the sixth seed, you're playing Detroit. If you're the seventh, then you'd be playing 49ers.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah. See,
and that can, those two can change.
That can change, too.
You are.
And it probably will. The way it is now, there's going to be a team that's in that mix right now that's going to be like, either Atlanta's going to fall out or Detroit's going to slip.
You want to steer far away from that team in Santa Clara.
Whatever the longest road is to get out to West, you want to take it?
I don't wish injury on anybody, but you want to steer far away from that team and hope somebody takes them out or
they have a rash of injuries. If you keep winning, what it does for your team and your house is give you ultimate confidence because that's what you're going to need. I tried to get a jump start. And I said, okay, I'm going to watch Philly 49ers today. I'm going to watch Philly Buffalo tomorrow. And I promise you, you make it do it just because you're more disciplined than me, but it's nowhere in the world you can watch Philly and the 49ers and forget that you're supposed to be watching Philly. It happened to me. I'm just saying, okay, Deebo Samuels, can you quit running through them? Yeah. Caffrey, can you quit?
That happened to me last week. That's why I brought up when I was watching Seattle. I was preparing for Seattle, and they were playing the Niners. I was like,
you can't do it.
I was like, what's that meme when you see the dude is he's walking with his girl, and the girl walks by, and he's looking back. Like, I'm walking with Seattle, like, hey, watch the Seattle game. And then the Niners walk by, I go.
And I'm saying to my – and so I switched to the Buffalo because –
You'll do the same thing when you go watch Dolphins film.
Yeah.
When you go watch, whenever we have to prepare, sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
And there's another team that's like the Dolphins are playing, you'd be like, they did what?
It's not, this is one time you truly, this ain't no middle of the road. This is not a middle of the road if game. You either got to believe the Cowboys can win. And Coach McCarthy can scheme up enough, or it just don't work.
Let me ask this question. In the event, and however the game ends.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a zombie apocalypse. In the event of a zombie apocalypse.
And let's not take. How long let, would you please, live? please let Jesse finish. Don't do this.
If I'm with this group, I'm going to live the longest.
What, just prop Nate up against the door?
Nathan, we got to run. Sorry, my boy.
What was that? Oh, no. You got to understand. I'm hoping I'm a part of it. Probably I'm going to be eating up y'all. To let y'all know, I'm going to let them get me early so I'm going to stagger away and die and come back and eat y'all. Over there, remember this, Jesse?
But in the event that the Cowboys aren't successful in this game against Philadelphia, mm-hmm. What do you feel about them? Right? What
the
do
you, Cowboys?
Yeah.
Probably the same.
If the game ended
depends
the
on how.
Same way it ended
last time,
you say, well, they still play well. The guys don't think. How do you feel about this team then?
I feel. Is this our therapy session, Jesse?
I believe.
I would feel the same way that I do probably if it's a close game. They get beat right down to the wire. Mm-hmm. I feel a little bit better now than I did going into the game last time. I think they're going to win this week. I think they're going to beat the Eagles.
He didn't ask you that question, bro.
But if they lose, I think this is a better version of the team we've seen the last 2 to 3 years. I think the teams they're playing, they're in competition. I think this team that we have, the Cowboys have, at any given moment could win the NFC and go to the NFC Championship game and maybe even the Super Bowl. I just feel like the teams they have to get through to get there this year are better than they've been in recent memory. San Fran,
Philly. All right, Kurt, since he's not going to answer my question.
He didn't answer my question.
I'm
going
to ask you the same question. Around the question.
Yes, you are.
I feel like they're not going to get to the NFC Championship game.
Right. He asked you what he
– Thank you.
Thank you.
You said all that to say
Wait
nothing.
A minute. Him of all people calling me out for not answering the question. Come on now.
We're going to get to him. We're going to get to him.
All right, Kurt, you give an answer, and then maybe that will help clarify what I need to say.
I think if they lose to Philly, whether it's by – 20, 30 points or one, I think the narrative continues that they can't win the big
that
games.
That wasn't the question. The question is, how do you feel about how the team?
I would feel that they can't win the big games. They're going to get bounced in the division around.
Same old Cowboys.
Here we go again.
But better talent.
No.
Same?
No. This team, same team. Cannot lose. You have to take a step. You have to say, right now, I am better than Philly. I got every advantage. I'm going to use the people's advantage. They just took a butt whooping from the 49ers. They should be tired because of the gauntlet they were. This is what everybody else is saying. Mm-hmm. They should be tired because of this gauntlet they own. Their quarterback has a bum knee, you know. So they should beat Philly. So everything points. So if they can't beat a wounded, beat up team that's been, they're not very good. The Cowboys are not very good if they lose this game.
What about the theory or the
there's
thought?
An answer. Yeah. There's an answer. Yeah, that's what you were looking for.
What about
for?
The thought that now you got Philly good and pissed off? That defensive line got embarrassed last week. What are they going to do this
week? That's how I'm looking at it. That's how I'm – see, I believe this right here. Justin, you know, this is an NFC East game that determines whether you are home or whether you have the top seed altogether. Don't you know Philadelphia coaches said, men, this is the reality of it. We got our behinds handed to us, but our goals does not change because all we have to do to make it right is to beat Dallas. Now everything, we still lead the division. We're the NFC East leaders. We're the NFC leaders all together. Everything is still in front of us. The Cowboys, Coach McCarthy is telling them a different thing. This is how we gain control. One team is already in control. I'm talking about the obvious, man. I'm stating the obvious. What everybody else is stating is hope. Hope does not win games. Performance wins games.
How you feel, Jess, if they lose this game?
We got to take a break.
Oh, you want to talk about it after the break?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
That was good, Nate. You know what? That's
mic drop.
That's the best thing you've said probably in four or five weeks. You've been asleep the last two. We didn't expect nothing.
Well, you know, I've been having the squirts, man.
He's a squirter.
We'll be right back.
He's a squirter. I'm thinking some too big to have a squirt.
That's a different kind. We'll be right back. We'll hang with the boys.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com. to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got them next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Chris.
Are we back?
Yeah, we're back. Okay. Said go.
Welcome back. Welcome to back. The same Welcome old back. Thing we used to talk about.
And each and every day on this show, this segment is brought to you by blockchain.com. Thank you, blockchain.com.
Thank you, blockchain.com. Where were you?
I want to read something from from Philadelphia Radio.
You know you have a cough button. I know you refused to put your headphones on.
I put my hand on my napkin.
I know, but you didn't put it in front of the microphone.
I did like
that. My earphones up.
I did like this. Go ahead, Jess. Wouldn't it be better for me to do it like this?
No, it's fine. What is this from?
Wipe your beard. You got some on it.
This is
great.
No, it's just yours.
Gotcha. Go ahead, old brother. You with the child. Like, oh, he got you one of those just now, live
from afar.
Yeah. To Nate's point, Nate talked about, no, it was Kurt's point. You talked about having a pissed off Philadelphia squad, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is from Brandon Graham on the WIP Morning Show. It says, I love that we just got whooped because we've been getting away with stuff and we've been talking about it and we always address those things, but it caught up with us this week. Mm. I just know that I love this team. That's from the 12-year vet, the most seasoned the most tenured player on the Philadelphia Eagles. Said, I love that we just got whooped because we've been getting away with stuff and we've been talking about it and we always address those things. But it caught up with us this week. And I just know that I love this team. So if that's any indication to Kurt's point earlier of the mindset in this, and Brandon Graham, I would say, is one of those people that, you know, like a Jayron Kearse, like a DeMarcus Lawrence, when he speaks, he speaks for the units, you know, offensively or defensively, but he also speaks for the team, and they listen, you know? So if he's saying that publicly, then I believe that's a mindset that they have. And the Cowboys have to have that same sort of mindset of this is one of those games where Mike McCarthy shouldn't have to do a bunch of hooting and hollering. Dan Quinn shouldn't have to do a bunch of hooting and hollering. Al Harris shouldn't have to. Mike Solari shouldn't have to do a bunch of hooting and hollering. If you love football, not like, not a situationship, if you love football, if this is something that you really, really love, you don't need motivation. It's Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's Dallas. The division is on the line for one team to keep their lead and for another team to at least tie it and put themselves mm-hmm. in it. The writing, the script has wrote itself. The narrative, the storyline has written itself for this. These are the type of moments where coaches love because I don't have to go over. I'm not searching. So like when you go and you play the Cardinals, or you go and you play the Panthers or the Giants for the second time. Now you got to start finding things. I got to keep this squad focused. I got to keep this squad motivated. I got to keep this squad from thinking that they're good. They're better than what they are, and they're good. And they can just roll their helmets out, and everything will be okay. This is a coach's dream. Mm-hmm. I present to you the Philadelphia Eagles, and Philly's saying, I present to you the Dallas Cowboys. I don't have to search for quotes. I don't have to put on motivational animal, a montage of the animals attacking in the wild, which all special teams coaches do.
You don't have to point out players because you know each other.
I don't have to do anything.
You don't have to point out schemes. Or
you're playing Philadelphia.
You know these guys.
Period.
Yeah.
End of discussion. Hey, guys, Philadelphia's coming to town. Y'all want to be here or not? Hmm. If what you decided when we started out this journey back in OTAs, if what you decided then is still the same decision that you're willing to wake up and attack every single day, here it is. here, it hadn't. If our goal was to get to Vegas or get to the what?
Mexico.
If they don't play right, they'll be there in Mexico with you early. But this is just it's just that deal of let's play ball.
I have an opinion now. I thought about it.
I've listened.
I was trying to give a montage. Yeah. See, Kurt, you want? I was trying to give that to skirt away from it.
What's your answer?
No, you have an answer. I want you to get yours off.
Because everyone else
trust me,
answer.
I can get back to mine.
I agree with Nate, and I agree with where I think you're going. If you don't win this game, this is your NFC Championship game this week. Now, I think the team can change and things evolve, and teams are going to be different 4 weeks from now than they are now. But at this point in your season, you're right. I mean, y'all have talked me onto the ledge. If you can't beat this team at home this week, you're the same old Cowboys.
Yep.
I think we feel better about this team. I think this team's sexier. I think this team has more star power than they've had recently. But
you're speaking for yourself.
You can't break through
fan,
the wall,
right?
Yeah.
You're speaking for you because you ain't speaking for me.
Yeah.
Well, he agreed with you.
No. What
you're talking saying, about sexier saying, and all that.
No, they ain't sexy, bro.
Right.
This team stopped being sexy.
I'm talking about as a fan.
No, that's what I'm saying. A fan, because this team stopped being sexy for me when the Cardinals game. That's when
damn, that was quick.
Sexy. Yeah, because I don't need sexy. I need wins.
Mm-hmm.
And the stats don't mean nothing.
That's how I feel when I go down to the trailer parks. I don't need sexy.
I'm here for a reason.
I'm here.
I have one reason only.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time. I need to win.
A neck or a wing
who
or something.
Who needs sexy?
I'm here.
I don't have time for sexy. I need grizzled. I need seasoned. I need aggressiveness.
There you go.
And Graham said
I like that.
Rocking off the wheels.
Off the wheels.
Graham said it, man. He said simply, I understand exactly what he's saying, is we've addressed all these issues. We know what's going on with our team. And every week we think we'll address it, but we'll go out and we'll do what we want to do. And that's what the Eagles did. They did what they wanted to do, and it caught up with them because the 49ers, one thing that you can say about Coach Shanahan, they had that lull between Cleveland and the Bengals in the game in between that. They had that lull, but you can look at their injuries, and that told you about their lull. But when 71 showed up and Debo got back right, those were their two hammers. Those are the two guys that straightened everybody. When them two guys showed back up, guess what showed back up? Let's get real. Let's get going. Let's get motivated.
The boombox and
the
dancer.
Who's the hammer over there, man?
Mm-hmm.
Who is the guy that's going to say, hey, fellas, all of that is over. Numbers are no good. Numbers are no good when you sitting at home in the first round. Hey, man, Dak was the leading. Oh, up until they got knocked out in the first round, he was the best quarterback. Oh, and?
So are there things this team needs to should be saying, if we don't tighten this up, we don't clean this up?
They did a little bit of it against the Seahawks. They did a little bit of it. They had three stops in the fourth quarter. That was key.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they found a way to win. They found a way to beat the team they were supposed to beat. Now, and me and Jesse said all the time, and I've always believed this, how do you perform when the coaches are equal, when your players are equal? Are you playing something better? Do you pay attention to your technique still? Do you make sure as a center that I set strong and don't get snatched out of my britches? Do I get my hands inside as the left guard? Do I do the things that is right? If I'm Tyron Smith, on them days when I'm off, am I in the whirlpool? Am I getting a massage? What type of conditioning I'm doing? What type of film am I looking at? Because I know I'm not working with my left guard a lot on the field. So what type of film am I watching? What can I pick up from this guy, Jalen Carter? What upset him when 73, the big left tackle from the 49ers, got up in his grill? What upset him? What agitated him? Am I good enough to agitate him like that and get him off his game where he's not thinking about tackling my running back? Because I'm going to put Tony Moore to the outside like I saw McCaffrey do. They still ran in the middle, but can I put my running back a little bit more to the outside of the guard to make these guys move more laterally so they just can't push me straight back? Are you doing that as a coach? Are you doing it as a player?
Welcome to the show, Nate. I missed you the last few weeks.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Let's go.
Look, I present to you Philadelphia.
It doesn't even have a list in front of him. Usually he's got to read off a list. Let's go.
I present to you Philadelphia.
Yeah, this is a different week.
You don't need motivation.
You feel motivation.
It's Philadelphia.
So, Jesse, in my Nate, my best Nate impersonation, what is your answer to the question that you presented earlier. How do you feel about this team if they lose?
Yeah, if this team loses to this Philadelphia Eagles team, whatever hope that I had in them is gone.
Oh.
Because you can't lose... I guess you can, but the way that they lost the last game, five-point game, you played outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Dak was outstanding. Defense had some moments. You shut down A.J. Brown. I mean, you did a lot of great things in that game. If you lose to them again in that form or worse, that tells me all I need to know about your football team. This is another year where this football team isn't ready to take the next step.
Mm.
And that's how I feel. Because, honestly, I don't think you can play, at least offensively, I don't think you can play any better than you played a couple weeks ago against Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Dak was lights out.
28-23.
So, 5-point game.
Mm-hmm.
Dak was 375 yards, 3 touchdowns. I think CeeDee Lamb went off 11 catches. The running game got good. I mean, you had Brandon Cooks was in. Everything was kind of flowing for you. It's difficult to duplicate those games. It's difficult to go out there and have a 3-touchdown game for a receiver to have 11 receptions, 191 yards, am I not mistaken for that?
191.
That's pretty good.
That's hard to duplicate.
Mm-hmm.
And you came up 5 points short. So now, is it possible to do it again and or better? And maybe you don't need that. Maybe this time around you don't need 375. You don't need a guy to have 191 yards. But it's very difficult to do that. And if you can't find a way to win now, win. That begins to play. The psyche is already played in your mind. Excuse me, in your mind with San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
That's I don't care what they can't. I don't care what they say. You can stand in front of any podium you want to. Mike, you can get on any podcast you want to. Tank, you can get on any serious platform you want to and tell me otherwise. I've been in places where, yeah, publicly I gotta say to everybody to keep to save face of, oh yeah, we could beat anybody anywhere. When you go home.
Yes.
And you land next to Shorty. You look at you like.
And she touched you and say, baby, I heard what you said.
And you go, yeah, I know. I'm going to be honest with you, baby. These jokers got our number.
Yeah.
I know those conversations. I've been around for those conversations. Where they say one thing in front of the media and it is, I got to say the right thing right here.
Mm-hmm.
Because it goes against everything we stand for if I say otherwise. But then they come back and they go,
I don't know what Super Bowl it was. We was on the plane.
What a light flex that was.
Yeah.
Don't know what Super Bowl
I can't
Bowl
even remember. I have so many.
No, I've been to so many.
But no,
don't
no,
remember
no,
what no, Super Bowl. It, what a light, it, slight,
now, Green Bay
major
was
flex.
He didn't even mean to do it.
I think it was the it last wasn't, one.
It's one thing to say, but I can't remember what season that was. Or what game that
stop,
was.
Stop, man. Stop.
And we had this man on our show every single day.
I can't remember what Super Bowl that was.
So incredible.
I just can't remember what. It's on the tip of my tongue. What Super Bowl was that? That's a crazy flex right there.
Wow. We were getting on the plane, and
No, wait, time out. That is a crazy flex. Like, you just can't say that and just sashay past that.
Okay.
Just go.
Well, you didn't let him, so.
No, I'm not.
Just stop, man. Stop.
I'm not.
Stop, man.
Who can say that?
Like him? Very few people.
Ah.
Maybe.
Me and Tom
what
Brady.
What Super Bowl was that?
You know, if you think.
That's crazy.
If you think about that.
That's crazy. I'm sorry.
Probably less than 100 people that can actually say that.
Me that's and Tom crazy, Brady, bro. Charles Haley.
That's crazy. go ahead. I'm sorry.
We was getting on a plane, and Green Bay was playing the 49ers. And the 49ers that had our number, so it had to be that time, the open year where we skipped one. It had to be that year. And
him
and
I say that too. The open year where we skipped 1 year and we went back again.
Flex.
Anyway, we watching this game on the plane. And the Green Bay beat the 49ers.
Yeah, I was like, thank
our plane erupted.
Really?
I mean, even the coaches. I'm sitting there, yeah!
We don't have to play them?
Oh, we gonna whoop. All we can think about how bad we're going to beat Green Bay. And the game we was going to play was over. That wasn't even a thought.
Y'all were going to the game?
We were going to play a game.
That would have been 95.
Yeah, look and see.
I thought you were leaving the game.
No. We was playing. It's like, this game over. Green Bay coming to us. And that, it's over. We just knew it was over. But the 49ers, we were like, oh. We got to play the 49ers. Because their defense line was Dana Stubblefield, Brian Young. They had some nice linebackers. I think Ken Norton. Good secondary. They were to do with Merton Hanks with the Hicks. Long neck. And, yeah.
As soon as he did that, I knew he was talking.
Yeah, man.
They had, was it Atwater?
I know,
Steve
but the more to Jess's point.
Is he in San Fran? I thought he was in Denver.
Oh, is it not Steve Atwater? Who was the other one that lost?
Lynch?
Ronnie Lott.
Ronnie Lott.
More to your point, man. It's teams out there that'll make you say, nah, man. See, because when a lot of guys, I want to play the best. No.
You're a liar.
The goal is to win the Super Bowl. Right. The goal ain't to see. I don't care.
No one has ever looked back and said they didn't play the best teams when they won the Super Bowl. No one ever.
Yeah, man. The only time I ever heard somebody say something bad is when them dudes in NBA did the bubble. They would not let that go, but
yeah.
That's the only time.
Let's take a break. Kurt's going to look this up. When we come back, we will give you the answer and more on Hanging with the Boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year Award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/Fan of the Year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hanging with the Boys each and every day, brought to you by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Also, I'm really bad at doing this, promoting our other podcasts. Stay tuned for the Players Lounge at 2 o'clock to 2:45. You're welcome. There we go. So question for you guys. This kind of plays into being up for Philly. This is one of those... Because the media and the fans like to make a big deal about everything. And I feel like, players, most players just really, football's a job, right? It's, you don't get too high, you don't get too low. Yes, there's some moments. This is probably one of those moments where the hype that we probably make it a bigger deal than they do, but this is a big deal to them, right?
Right.
What about December football? Is it, a lot, you know, that's championship football. That's when you want to start winning. That's when you want to peak and all that. Do players look at it any different? Is their approach any different? Or is it one of those things like you don't even need – it's just business as usual, but you know what's at stake?
Our coach would keep it one game at a time, mm-hmm. but they wanted it to be right in December.
Yeah.
Coach Johnson wanted it to be right.
Because, like, in NBA, December. You get an extra gear, right? When you're getting close to playoffs, it's or in playoffs, it's
Yeah,
like,
because coaches start cutting down their rosters mm-hmm. and guys start knowing, boy, if I slip up just going into these last few games, I may cost me a
playoff roster.
Playoff roster.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at NFL, you know, you basically got the same thing going, and you know who your guys are. But you just – the top-notch guys just cannot – guys that got aspirations that's more than just – okay, I made it through another season. Mm-hmm. You know, it's certain guys like I didn't know how serious Mike, Emmett, Troy, Charles Haley, Eric William, Larry Allen. These guys were serious about their legacy, man, and they knew their legacy wasn't gonna carry to no division to no first round of the playoffs. They needed victories to cement themselves as the hierarchy of the Hall of Fame. And I ain't know they thought that way. And I used to, until I said, hey, man, what's your goal in life?
And that's what we are missing.
You know, somebody that wants a legacy.
They're missing the Charles Haley coming over from San Fran and having 2-3 Super Bowls already and going, I know what one. December means.
Yeah. Right.
Right? That's the one area where the Cow – they've never had – I shouldn't say never. In the last couple years – like, think about it. Like, your leaders were Jason Witten. Mm-hmm. Never stepped the NFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. Tony Romo, Brady James, DeMarcus Ware. All these guys, while they're serious about what they do, they don't have the reference to reach back and go, here's what it's supposed to look like in December. Mm-hmm. Here's where... I've been a part of a team who's been there.
Here's what you do different.
Here's what you do different. Yeah. Here is what it looks like. Here's where we should be. See, once they figured it out and they got over the hump, the taste changed.
So does McCarthy, having been there and being such a good coach in December, does that make up for not having that player or players that haven't been
there? No, because McCarthy can't play. What he can give you is an understanding. He can kind of push and kind of mold his team. And, hey, guys.
Give you the blueprint.
Here's what we should be looking at. We should be having this guy should look like this. If we're healthy, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Right? But there isn't a guy on that roster that I can think about who can reach back into experience.
Gilmore.
Maybe Gilmore. Right? Gilmore. But outside of that, who else has the experience to reach back to and say, hey, guys, this is, and I think Gilmore does a great job with pouring into. He's a soft-spoken guy, so maybe it's just his group. I don't know if he's getting in front of the whole squad and saying things because he's a man. They don't have he don't talk much. He's a very soft-spoken dude, and maybe it's within his group of saying, you know, and maybe Al is pushing it out of him and say, hey, you gotta let these guys know what it's like to get to that point, to get there, because. You know, Al may see it and Mike may see it and even Gilly may see it that goes, hey, we have the components. When I was in New England, there were some things that I remember from that time that looks very familiar here. I think that has been what Nate was alluding to. That has been the missing component for the Cowboys. Their roster doesn't consist of enough guys who actually understand and know what it should look, feel, sound, smell like heading into those playoffs. And then once you're in there, what do we got to do to get to that destination again?
You know what? We should probably talk about this tomorrow because this is going to be take longer than a minute or two. And I want to know. It's kind of a spinoff of that, right? Like guys that haven't been on this team. What about guys that are getting close to the end of either their career or a really long tenured run on this team? DeMarcus Lawrence comes to mind for me.
Tyron. You
know? Tyron, Zach, those guys, knowing like this is probably my best last chance to get to where I want to be. Now, yeah, you could still do it in a year or two, but like what you have now, like what are those conversations being had in the locker room? Are those guys talking about it? Because you know in their mind the clock's ticking, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, this could – I'm getting Coach long Johnson, in the tooth, you know.
Coach Johnson always believed in December that, and this is harsh what I'm going to say, and most guys can't do it, and it hurts you. Care about mama, daddy. So if you don't care about mama, then that falls up under the wife theory. We got 4 weeks here to show the world what we can do. Tell your wife we'll go on a big, long vacation. Tell your mama, then we'll get you a new house. But for 4 weeks, it's all about us in this room. Mm. It's hard to do. It's easy to say, you know, if you spend, you know, leave the clubs alone for a minute. The clubs, you can buy the clubs after you win the Super Bowl. I'm serious. Coach Jones is coming at us so real and so hard. You know, you'd be like, wow, my mom and daddy in town. I told them, you know what? Y'all can either just hold on. You know, the house is y'all's. But right now, I got to concentrate on what's happening. And you would kind of believe that because when you go home, he'd be in the office. When you kind of come there, he'd be in the office. Now, whether he went home or not, you didn't know. But when you have not had enough experience, like Jesse's saying, now you have to put in that extra work, smart work. I ain't saying just watching film to be watching film. So you sit up in there somewhere, now you don't know what's going on. But watching, what can give me an edge? Mainly watching yourself. What can I do? You know, this thing of doing, Coach Belichick, that is so real. Do your job. Like J. Lou played great this last game. You know why? Because J. Lou was tired of getting burnt. So now he said, I'm going to concentrate and do my job. Well, you know what, J. Lou? Don't never get away from that. Let's go through the whole December of you doing your job instead of you wandering off like you do 3 or 4 times a year and not be in the right place. See, this y'all know I love Jordan Lewis, but I know 3 times a year he going to wander off the range, and all of a sudden we're going to have a slot corner, slot receiver. I'm serious. Is on the line?
No.
He going to wander off the range, but you can't wander off the range in December.
And this is also comes down to, and Nate, you can say that this was a part of what y'all did in the 90s, but, you know, this is when that veteran leadership comes into play.
Yes.
Like, one of the reasons why I'm a little bit fanboyish when it comes to the Niners, I know a group that goes, yeah, I know what the coach had us doing, but y'all ain't going home just yet. We about to go back in here as a team and watch. Like, Fred Warner is saying, let's make sure we understand what our assignment. Hey, look, y'all, after practice is over, we're going to be in here watching about an hour more film because I want our calls to be right. When we play this team, I want us to know what we're doing. I want us to be on the same page.
And that's what you saw on film when you're talking about moving as a unit.
Moving as a unit. Work. That to me, I know that look. That is a look that is not coach-led. That is a look that is player-led. That is saying, but that's a group that go, we were this close. We've been this close for the last couple years. We feel like we have all the right pieces, and they know. Like you talk about long in the tooth. Fred knows guys know. Eventually, we're gonna have to start paying some more guys. I'm not gonna have the defensive line in front of me. I ain't gonna have the secondary behind me. Debo and Trent, they gonna be gone. And you understand every single year that roster churns, mm-hmm. and guys go and get bags other places. Injury happens. Those guys who have been there understand how hard it is to get back. And you don't take that for granted. There's guys in this league who are Pro Bowlers, Hall of Famers, that's been there never.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, man, it's hard. I played in this league, not saying me, but guys are saying this league. I've been in the league 10 years, 12 years, and I ain't never seen the playoffs. I've been in this league 8 years, 9 years. I only got one playoff appearance.
Wow.
It's tough to get there. So when you get there, there has to be a level. That's the sacrifice. It's a sacrifice in the beginning, but at the end is where you got to really lock in and go, Mama, Daddy, I know it's Christmas time. I know y'all coming in town. I know, but listen, y'all. Mama, you may come in town. Daddy, you may come in town, but I ain't going to dinner with y'all.
After this game over, we...
You know what I'm saying? Throughout the week, I ain't wrapping no gifts. I ain't going shopping with y'all. I ain't doing none of that. I'm going to spend time with my team watching this film. I'm going to come home, do what I got to do. I'm going to get my rest, and I'm going to do it again tomorrow, and day after that. Because at the end of the day, you got to be able to get to a place of saying, we are where we want to be. Because when it's over, that's it.
Just remind me, like you said, Harry Hines is going to take a hit.
They're going to take a hit this week.
Hey, and if you do that and you put the work in often enough and you do it as a team, you one day may be fortunate enough to have the luxury of
forgetting.
Saying, I don't remember which Super Bowl it was. Maybe it was that year we took a year off and we had that gap.
Yeah. It was 95.
Stop. Yeah.
It was 95 for everyone listening. Yeah. Nate, write that down. In
95, yeah.
Good stuff, Nate. Welcome back to the show, man. Yeah. It's good having you back.
See what Philadelphia Jesse, does to you?
Good seeing you. Good stuff today. Kurt, good seeing you. Thanks for contributing today. Chris, thanks for keeping us on the air. Jazz, thanks for keeping him company. What's my man's name?
Josh,
thanks for keeping us on all the social channels. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll actually
you
talk
about Will.
More, brother Will, we miss you. More Eagles, Cowboys. What are we doing tomorrow? Cowboys offense, Eagles defense?
Yeah. Sure.
Let's do it. Your favorite time of the year, Eagles defense.
Fletcher Cox got a sack last
week.
There
you go. We'll talk about Fletcher Cox and more. More Cox on the show tomorrow. Hanging with the boys. See ya.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!